Good afternoon, everyone. This is Jennifer Peterson, Executive Director for Mass Waterworks Association. I hope you all had a good holiday weekend. We are going to begin shortly. I know the commissioner was on another call, which he thought may run over. And so Stephanie Cooper is going to get us kicked off today. Just as a reminder, this call is being recorded. So with that, Stephanie, would you like to get started?
Sure. Thank you, Jen. And good afternoon, everyone. As Jen noted, the commissioner has a back-to-back schedule today, so I do anticipate he'll be joining us, but we wanted to be sure to get started on time. And so I don't have a lot of preliminary remarks. I know we'll get into the details as we go through the questions and the people's updates. I would note that Jane Downing from EPA, who normally joins these calls, let us know that she is not able to join us, but also that EPA doesn't have any new updates for the group today. And so I think with that, we have a number of DEP staff on the call, as we always do, both from our Boston Water Resource Programs and then from all of our regions. And I might just call upon a couple of those staff members from the different programs to see if they have any updates to share with the group. Jen, if that's okay, if you didn't have anything else to discuss at the beginning here.
No, I think that would be fine. Thanks, Stephanie.
Okay, great. So Yvette DePisa, assuming that I think you were on the line, I saw you. Do you have any updates for the group today?
Hi, Stephanie. Hi, everyone. No, I don't have any particular updates. I do know that there's a question on tap for us later on.
Yes, right. And I should note that as you all know, we are periodically updating the questions and answers on our website, the questions that you pose to us and the responses that we then develop. And we do anticipate having another update up on the website within the week. So if there's something that we've discussed that you haven't seen the formal answer to, I just want to reassure you that you will see that shortly from us. Michael Maynard on the licensing board, do you have any updates for the group? And I think I may see that Mike has just joined, so we may give him a minute. In the meantime, Damon Gutterman, is there anything that you need to share with the group today?
No, thank you, Stephanie. Nothing except we'll be doing the Q&A later.
Excellent.
And okay. I think the commissioner has joined us.
Hi, that's right. Can you hear me?
Yep, we can hear you, Commissioner.
Great, thanks. Sorry to be a little late, but we were just finishing up a different conference call, so I'm glad to be with everybody today. From my standpoint, I'm sure Stephanie's, covered a lot of the updates. The one piece, again, we're all still waiting to see and nobody has the answer to is the economic piece. Will there be another federal stimulus bill? We don't have any new updates. I think we're all watching the news the same way you are, but we are continuing to try to engage in that to the greatest extent possible.
While you're on that topic, Commissioner, Mass Waterworks certainly would be interested in hearing from folks regarding any financial issues they're having. We sent an email out to the membership last week, and certainly, we hope that you are documenting and that we can relay some of those examples to legislative leaders in the coming weeks. So we, as part of the Water Infrastructure Alliance, are going to be working on a letter to the Senate President and to the Speaker. And then we're going to be working on a letter to the congressional delegation. So just would urge you all, if you have specific examples of how your utility has been impacted from a revenue standpoint, please do send those off to me, jpeterson@masswaterworks.org. Thank you, Commissioner.
No, thank you. It's a very timely subject and I'm glad you raised it.
So Commissioner, it's Stephanie, just as you were getting on, I saw that Michael Maynard had signed on and I was going to turn to him to see if he had any updates for the group from the licensing board.
I'm Michael Maynard here, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi everyone. The biggest thing is that with the board, DPL, and the board met last Thursday and we approved the regulation changes to 236 CMR. So that's been in the works for a while. There was some turnover at DPL, but we did work to bring the regulations back. Are going through the final edits right now at DPL, and we will be bringing those to the board for final vote next month. And then we'll be looking to the associations and stakeholders to comment on those regulatory changes. So they've been in the works, as the people know, for a couple of years, but we got through them and we're happy about that. And we hope it makes things a little clearer. So that's the biggest change with the board. We're continuing our operations of reviewing applications, processing training classes, and temporary emergency certifications. So that's it. But the biggest thing is the regulatory review is in its final stage, and we'll be bringing that to SIDWAC and to others comment. Thank you.
Great, thank you very much, Mike. So it sounds like people will have a formal opportunity to review those regulatory changes as the process becomes public and rolls out.
Absolutely.
That's really helpful. So Commissioner, I don't know if you would like, we have one question that we received in advance, and I could go through that, or I didn't know if you might like to do that.
No, why don't you go ahead, Stephanie? You know, I'm here. Okay. I'm going to be on, but you're already in the thick of it. So why don't you just keep going?
Okay. So we did receive from Jen one question, which has to do with submitting reports to DEP, and how do you do that when our regional offices are not open for in-person business? So the question is: reports normally have to be delivered by the 10th of each month. The person's wrapping up with their submittal. And you know, they want to make sure that it gets there in time and don't want to rely on regular mail. They're looking at doing overnight mail and looking for an alternative to that. And so, you know, we don't have the ability for people to drop things off in person at our offices right now, but we have a couple of other different options. And we do encourage folks to use our EDP system for these monitoring reports. And you can also submit your reports by email to the Drinking Water Program Director email address, which is program.director-dwp@mass.gov. And because that address receives such a high volume of traffic, we ask that when you're submitting reports that way, that you include in the subject line your PWS ID, the city and town, and the type of report that you're submitting. And then you can go ahead and submit the report by regular mail to our regional office and just indicate that you've already, that you've submitted it first electronically. So those are some options that we can offer to make it easy to submit and to avoid having to, you know, do an overnight mailing or something of that nature.
Stephanie, if I could have a follow-up on that one. So I think we had the question maybe at the last call about still utilities still needing to meet that 10-day, have all their reports in before the 10th day of the month by hard copy mail. So I think that's part of where the question was coming up. I think I understood Damon to say that they still had to get their hard copies to the office by the deadline. Maybe Damon could clarify.
Yeah, I think he was just typing something in the chat box. So Damon, why don't you?
Yeah. The 10th of the after the monitoring period or the month when you receive the reports is a federal requirement. So that's why we can't alter that date. EPA has made it clear that, you know, even during this pandemic, that the federal requirements still play a role. What we're doing is, you know, put it in the mail. You know, we see the post stamp on those. You know, it's not like the CCR where we actually have it in our hands by the 10th of the month. We're accepting postmarked before the 10th of the month. But by emailing it to us, you've also given us the opportunity to work on it as soon as possible. But there isn't a monitoring violation if you postmarked it by the 10th.
Thank you for the clarification.
Sure.
Stephanie, I do have, Stephanie and the commissioner, I do have another question that has come in through the chat. And for folks on the line, if you have questions, please feel free to put them in the chat or to email me, jpeterson@masswaterworks.org. So this question relates to backflow testing devices. So many of the utilities who weren't able to do them in the spring because of COVID-19, they're asking, will they need to be done in the fall?
Yvette or Damon, do you want to field that one?
Okay, this is Yvette. Earlier in the pandemic, we answered the question saying, if it's a location where it's of concern because of whether it's an incident that has occurred or it's a location that it's a new location where you really need to check, that we wanted to make sure that the inspections were done. So for the R reduced pressure backflow devices where you have to do it two times a year, we said, okay, if you didn't make the first one, you should at least get to the second one in the fall. So it would depend on, you know, the situation, but you should make every effort to get to devices where there is a potential public health risk. And I will go back over the information that's in the responses we've given before. If you didn't do it in the spring, you should try to make sure you get there in the fall. If for whatever reason, this is not of significant concern because maybe the facility is still closed, then you really don't need to go in and test a place that's closed. If it's open and you are having concerns about it, then you should make whatever arrangements necessary to do that testing.
Thank you, Yvette. And I would just add, as in, you know, many topics that we discuss here, if there are particulars about the situation, I think our, you know, regional drinking water staff are always available to give advice on this type of thing. Earlier when we got the update from Michael Maynard about the regulations, I moved on from him too quickly, and I believe he has another update for the group. So I wanted to just see if we could go back to him for a minute before proceeding with the other questions.
Okay, thank you, Stephanie. The Drinking Water Board and the Wastewater Board are in the middle of a two-year licensing cycle, which goes from 1/1/20 through 12/31/21. So all of the operators must get a certain amount of TCHs based on their license grade. So the Wastewater Board and the Drinking Water Board, worth noting, think there is enough time for the operator to accrue those necessary TCHs. So we're 9 months into a 20-month cycle. We discussed it on Thursday, and the Wastewater Board updated us as well. So we're going to stay with the required TCHs, and we will adjust it if we hear from the associations. We'll bring it up for a discussion. But as far as it stands now, because those questions come up, are they going to weigh out? Is the board going to waive TCH requirements? So at this time, the Drinking Water Board, the Wastewater Board, are going to waive TCH requirements for this licensing cycle. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike, for that update. And I hear too your, you know, willingness on behalf of the board to hear from people if they're having challenges in that regard. So with that, Jen, I don't know if you've had questions come in or if we're ready to throw open the floor to see if people on the call have questions.
Don't have any more through the chat. So I do have one from email. Let me just see here. Back to the issue of reporting with getting your monthly reports to DEP. So should PWSs continue to send by email even when duplicating the paper copy? So we know that the paper copy has to come in, but are you still looking for the emails as well?
I think so. Let me see if I clarify this, and Damon or Yvette, you know, jump in if I've stated something incorrectly. But I think what we're saying is if you're not able to get it, you know, the hard copy in the mail to us by the 10th, that we ask that you email it or submit it through EDP at that time and then mail it. And if you're able to submit it by the 10th, then just submitting the hard copy by mail is adequate. But let me pause and let elaborate.
That sounds accurate. If you are able to get it to us in the U.S. mail by the 10th, you're all set. We do have people going into all four regional offices and checking the mail for submittals. So we will receive it and it will be processed like other hard copy was in the past.
Okay, great. So that is all I have for questions via email or the chat. So if anyone is on the phone and unable to chat or email, you feel free to unmute using *6 and ask your question. All right, I'm not seeing anyone. I think I will just read Yvette's response in the chat for those folks who are on the phone regarding the cross connection, if you don't mind.
That's great.
Reduced pressure backflow preventers must be tested twice per year. Many facilities are closed or not allowing access. Will we be in violation if we're unable to test these devices? So the answer is, for our RPBPs that are installed in facilities that have closed or where outside parties are not being granted access during the current emergency, the 2 times per year frequency of testing is changed this year only to 1 time per year, except for RPBBs where the PWS is aware that it is failing or if a water supply emergency occurs at the facility. Keep in mind that RPBPs at facilities that use water for less than 6 months of the year are only required to be tested once, and that although the 2 annual routine tests must normally be at least 5 months apart, MassDEP, its designee, or the PWS may issue a written approval to allow these two tests to occur closer together. I think there was also some language in the FAQs early on about the importance of documenting your attempts to do the test. So for those public water systems, if you have a facility that's not letting you in because they're concerned about, you know, COVID exposure, then, you know, document that you contact the facility on X day and they denied your entry, because DEP will be looking for that sort of documentation as they look at compliance down the road. And again, Yvette, Damon, or Stephanie, feel free to correct me if I'm wrong on that, but the documentation piece is still important.
This is Yvette, and yes, it's very important to document that you attempted to get into a particular facility that's operating where you had a concern about their reduced pressure principle device and weren't able to access the location. And as Stephanie said earlier, please contact us, the regional office contacts, and, you know, if you need to talk to us in the Boston office, we are here to be as helpful and walk you through the steps that you should be taking.
All right, so not seeing any more questions via email or chat. Again, last opportunity to unmute yourself. While people are thinking about that, I just wanted to say that after our last call, I've noticed that the attendance has been declining, as well as the questions. And so I did put out a little poll to our membership after the last call and asked folks if they would be comfortable moving to a monthly call rather than every 2 weeks. And the majority who replied did agree that they thought monthly call at this point in time was appropriate. So I've spoken with the commissioner about moving to once a month from this point forward, which is timely because I think most of us are probably going to be engaged in the New England Water Works virtual conference when the next call would have been on the 22nd. So what I will do is change the call to the first Tuesday of the month. So the next call will be Tuesday, October 6th at 2 p.m. And we will get information out about that call. But I really appreciate DEP's willingness to participate as frequently as they have been. And certainly I know that they will be open to more frequent communication if it's necessary. But I think for right now, people seem to have settled into a groove. I know a lot of the public water systems are very busy catching up on work that they were unable to get done in the spring. And so October 6th is our next date from this point. Commissioner, any final thoughts?
No, and Jen, you know, thank you. We obviously want to do this on a frequency that works for all of you. And we're committed to keeping the conversation going either through this forum or, as you've indicated, we have other ways of communicating with each other. So we will make it a point to keep our communications going. And, you know, we will be there on October 6th.
Great. So thank you very much. I hope you all have a good week, and we will get information out about the call on October 6th. So thank you very much.
Thanks.